It was 13 minutes short of midnight. Drizzle glinted through the wind-danced lights on the edge of the Tacoma Municipal Dock. A man a few years shy of 30 stood in a narrow aisle between two tall stacks of crated cargo, almost invisible in a black hooded rain slicker. He had a long, bony jaw, a flexible mouth, a jutting chin. His nose was hooked. He was 6 feet tall with broad, steeply sloping shoulders. He stayed in the shadows while the scant dozen passengers disembarked from the wooden-hulled, steam-powered passenger ferry Virginia 5, just in from Seattle via the Covos Passage. His cigarette was cupped in one palm as if to shield it from the rain, or perhaps to conceal its glowing ember from watching eyes. The watcher stiffened when the last person off the Virginia 5 was a solid, broad-shouldered man in his late 30s, dressed in a brown woolen suit. His red, heavy-jawed face was made for joviality, but his small brown eyes were wary, constantly moving. The passenger went quickly along the dock toward a narrow passageway that led to the city street beyond. The watcher, well behind, ambled after him. The first man had started through the passageway when he was jumped by two bulky, shadowy figures. There were grunts of effort, curses, the sound of blows, the scrape of leather soles on wet cobbles as the men struggled. The watcher announced his arrival by jamming his lighted cigarette into the eye of one attacker. The man screamed, stumbled unevenly away, holding a hand over his eye. The second attacker broke free and fled. "Low Miles?" Miles Archer, holding a handkerchief to his bloodied nose, said thickly through the bunched-up cloth.
Thanks, Sam.
"Wobblies?" asked Sam Spade.
"Wobblies. Who else?"
They went down the passageway toward the street. Archer was limping. He had the thick neck and slightly soft middle of an athletic man going to seed. "They finally made you as undercover for Burns."
"Took 'em long enough,"
Archer bragged. He looked over at Spade.
"Back with Continental, huh? How'd you find me?"
"Wasn't looking. Was staked out for a red-headed paper hanger out of Victoria."
"I saw him miss the ferry in Seattle."
Spade nodded, put a smile on his face that did not touch his eyes. "Belated congratulations on your marriage, Miles."
Yeah, thanks, Sam.
Something sly and delighted seemed suddenly to dance in Archer's heavy, coarse voice.
"We're living over in Spokane so she can keep working at Graham's bookstore, even though I'm down here most of the time. Tough on the little lady, but what can she do?"